Hello, and welcome to What's My Tagline? I'm your host, Carol Flagg. Thanks for tuning in. On this show, we put our microphone in front of a variety of industry experts to understand the factors influencing messaging, branding, social, and online reputation in healthcare. You can follow the conversation on Twitter at hashtag What's My Tagline, and follow me at Carol Flagg. My guest today is Karen Gropey, the Senior Director of Strategic Communications for HIMSS. She's here with me today to talk about the most anticipated conference of the year. I'm talking, of course, about the annual HIMSS Global Health Conference and Exhibition set for March 9th to 13th in Orlando, Florida. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm good. Happy 2020.
Happy 2020 is to you as well.
I'm so excited to have you back on What's My Tagline, of course. We talked last year, and this conversation today is, of course, going to be about the conference coming our way shortly. But before we begin, you'll recall my icebreaker question, my first question to all my guests, is if you had to describe yourself as a tagline, what would it be?
It would be the change. Be the change. It's something we talk a lot about at HIMSS as staff, is to be the change. But I just think that's sticking with me right now because you go the little extra to be the change. You know, you work a little bit harder to be the change, and you're that spark for greater things to happen.
Yeah, be the change. And I'm just curious, what's remind our audience or remind me, what's the tagline for the HIMSS conference this year? You guys always have a tagline.
That's it. Be the change. That is the tagline.
I thought that sounded familiar.
You know what they say, Carol? It takes 8 times for an adult to, you have to hear it in order for it to be impactful. So,
well, when you said that, I was like, wow, that sounds, A, that sounds awesome. B, that sounds really familiar. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's right on the HIMSSconference.org website.
It will be everywhere in Orlando.
Everywhere in Orlando. So you're living Be the Change right now as we get prepared, actually the entire industry gets prepared for March.
It is. It's an exciting time. I mean, we came out of Christmas and the holiday season this year, and I was actually flying home from Houston, and I was thinking to myself, oh no, it's here. Next time I'm at this airport, I'm going to be going to Orlando, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, and then you can feel the anxiety.
Well, before we start, we talk about this behemoth conference that is HIMSS. Just refresh our audience a little bit about your background. You know, how you got into healthcare, how you got into communications, and how you got to be the senior director of communications.
I am lucky, and first of all, how I started, I'm actually a child of a healthcare executive, and I think subconsciously I probably ended up here based on all the stories I heard of healthcare and what it could do and the impact it could have. I've always loved public relations. It's been my sweet spot. It's what I majored in college. It's what I've wanted to do all of my life. And I found HIMSS. HIMSS was a client of mine at one time. And I just fell in love. I was not really sure what they were doing. This is probably about 6 years ago. Was not sure. I was kind of like, oh, yeah, health IT. All right, that makes sense. I said very quizzically.
That's funny.
Called my father, and I'm like, what does this mean? And he explained it to me, and then, you know, I'm like, interoperability, what is that? and have not left. I had the opportunity when I became a full-time employee. The same week I became a full-time employee, it was the same week our CEO, Hal Wolf, joined us.
Yeah.
So it was, and Hal picked up the phone and called me and said, you want to come hang out with me for 6 months and see if we can go figure all this communication stuff out. And that was the best employee onboarding session I think anyone could ever have.
Yeah. Well, you know, he obviously has really sort of, in concert with you, of course, has, I think, sort of really changed the the perception of him the last couple of years, really, I think, putting that stamp on the globalness, I think, of the organization.
Yes.
Yeah. And then and no easy task too. You went through a rebranding as well.
Yeah, it's done. You'll see it now on the conference. Well, it's done to a sense. I mean, now you have to cascade it through an organization. And a 80,000 member organization with, you know, close to 400 employees, we've got a lot of land to cover still. Yeah. So you'll see in the more public facing, you'll see it in Orlando, the new brand. And you will see the messaging of, you know, transforming health, connecting people to information and technology. All these messages you'll see through our new visuals. And it's updated, it's clean, it's exciting, but it was a beast to bring together. A good beast, but it was a beast. For those of us who've gone through a rebranding, they can sympathize.
Yeah, it's a task, you know, no matter, you know, how small you are, but when you're talking, you said, you know, 80,000 members worldwide and a global brand, you know, that makes it all the more challenging.
It does. But I think we are arriving at a really good milestone. The feedback's been strong. And, you know, the beauty of a brand, though, is it keeps on evolving and changing. A good brand always adapts.
Yeah.
So input we come out of conference, since this is like our big, I always tell people to think of conference as the punctuation in the health IT conversation throughout the year. You know, we talk about health IT 365 days a year. Our conference is the punctuation to that conversation. So it's just a time for us that we take the feedback, we do listen, and then we modify and tweak and take a look at our messaging and then understand what's important. We don't like to sit in our ivory tower, Hal always say, you know, get out there, go see the people, and go see our members, understand their challenges. So we get to do that for a week beyond what we do year round, but this is where we get a lot of data.
Right. Well, that's great advice on Hal's part. And you know, if you're not getting feedback from the people that you're touching, good, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, right? Then it's
right.
difficult to actually, as you say in your tagline, be the change. So Orlando is coming soon, as I said in my opening, March 9th through the 13th at the Orlando Convention Center. So let's talk about the conference. Obviously, I know a lot of exciting things are going on this year. This will be my 9th, 10th, or 11th year. To be honest with you, I've kind of lost count.
Oh, you have more than me.
I bet it's so funny you said interoperability. It's like, you know, my first year was like, you know, it predates interoperability. It was really meaningful use, right? It was like in 2011. And now, of course, the big emphasis on interoperability and what that means. Is it a noun? Is it a verb? You know, but anyway. So the conference. So let's sort of maybe, if you could give a high-level overview of the conference, let's say for people that have never attended a HIMSS. Like if I were going to sign up tomorrow and go to Orlando as a newbie, what can I expect?
That's a really good question. And there are two trains of thought there. It's, do you go very transparent and give the actual reality, or do I want to be the good PR person and give it a good spin? We'll go with the reality.
Okay.
It is like being a salmon swimming upstream at, you know, it's spawning season, or, you know, and it's more people than you could ever imagine in your life.
Without the bears, though, trying to grab you out of the water.
Right. No bears.
Okay,
there are no bears. But the first 2 days, we've had some pictures that have been taken in Orlando especially, and it's been a time lapse of people coming in, for example, to the keynote session, and it's like, you know, 6 a.m., nobody's there, you know, 8 a.m., like, my God, where are all these people coming from? And it's exciting, though, because you feed off the energy and you realize that these are all the people who work in the same industry and have the same challenges as I do. And I think that's empowering. It can be also overwhelming. The first year, we had something, I tell people this all the time, and I'm actually making my new staff go. There's a first-timers conference orientation that takes place throughout. Yeah. Go to that session. It is an hour. It is gives you an overview. It's kind of like a manual, how to survive your first conference. It gives you the highlights. It's a good map to use, and it's a good use of 1 hour of your time. Different HIM staff members come in and explain different things, point you in the right direction. It is well worth the time. And we do those Monday and Tuesday. But that is worth it. And also download the app that we have.
Oh, yes. Yeah, of course. Always
That's
download
a great
the
thing
app.
That, yeah.
Always download the app. Right, exactly.
Yeah. And so, then just being so, fun, yeah. You know, to do it. And comfy shoes, Carol. You and I both know this, but comfy shoes.
Comfy shoes. You know, you're going to get
change
your steps
your shoes,
in.
Too. Yeah.
Change your shoes.
Change
you're
your
gonna
shoes.
Get your steps in. You're going to get lots of swag. You're going to get more educational sessions than you can even imagine. And so I think what I hear you saying is like use the resources, the orientation, the app, colleagues, to really plan your time there wisely.
And I've heard of people that they say, well, I plan my HIMSS conference on the plane ride in.
No, plan it
before you go. Everything's updated on our website. All the sessions are now loaded and speakers. You can type in topics that you're interested in looking at, and it will populate all the different sessions related to it. They are mapped on the website. So plan your attack prior to getting on the plane. And it will be beneficial. And also understand, you're not going to be able to see everything. It's so massive. I'll be honest, I have only seen a quarter of the exhibition floor since I've been with HIMSS.
Right.
And I work at HIMSS.
And you work there. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to What's My Tagline, and my guest today is Karen Gropey of HIMSS. And we, of course, are talking about the HIMSS Global Health Conference and Exhibition in March in Orlando. So Karen, let's put that other question out there. I've been attending HIMSS for years, or several years, you know, whatever. I've been there before. What can I look forward to for 2020?
There's a lot, actually, Carol. You know, the one thing that we work really hard at HIMSS is our keynote sessions.
Yeah.
We try to bring in speakers that you will not be able to access, find, or hear from throughout the year. This year we've got the CEO from the Mayo Clinic coming in to speak on Tuesday morning. We have Arianna Huffington coming on Thursday, I believe.
Nice.
We have Alex Rodriguez. Yeah, I'm excited about her. Alex Rodriguez is going to close the show for us on Friday and talking about innovation and how to push it, especially in health, which should be an interesting conversation. So these are times to, you know, engage and listen and kind of soak in the knowledge. The other thing we do, Carol, that a lot of people, we do a lot of views from the top. We call them views from the top. They are highly curated sessions with, we're going to bring in the CMS administrator at Seema Verma. Dr. Rucker from ONC will come. We've got a couple people from Amazon, some other healthcare organizations and across the country and actually across the globe who are providing or doing unique and different things, especially when it comes to their digital health program. So those views from a top are really a good deep dive into a specific area. And it's also on our website. You can see what sessions we have. But though I would... if I were a seasoned veteran of him, our global conference.
I'm a seasoned veteran.
You are. I would definitely take a look at the keynotes and then the views from the top session, because those are always the cutting edge one. I know this year we have one talking about trends in healthcare. And that panel is really exciting. We have a lot of our leadership from HIMSS. And then we have Fortune, Clifton Lee from Fortune coming in to moderate the panel. So I'm really excited about that one.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. The trends, these are obviously trends that people are talking about, or are these going to be kind of trends that, like, unexpected? Like, if I go there.
It's going to be like, here's what we're seeing. Here's what our membership is telling us. Here are the challenges. Here's how people are solving for it.
Yeah.
Here's what people are talking about. What do you think? I mean, it will be that kind of conversation.
Right.
You know, the other thing about HIMSS that's exciting is we do a lot of research that's released during Global Conference and afterwards as well. But we did a partnership this year with Forrester talking about the patient experience. And we went out and surveyed hospital CIOs to talk to them about what they need and what their view is on how to treat the patient with information and technology. And then what are the challenges they're facing? You know, are there their physicians? What are the physicians facing in providing care with technology? And then what are the reactions from the patients and what kind of lessons have you learned? We're going to be releasing those results at conference.
Well, yeah. Forrester, obviously, incredibly well-respected research company. So that'll be.
Yeah, they came to us, and we you know, data is king, as we all know.
Yeah.
The more data, the better. So these are things we want to solve for. We can't solve for these challenges in health without some data, and this is the start of that conversation, along with the research that we do as well.
Right. And what do you think? And I'm just curious. Maybe like it's hard to say because we're entering into the conference versus on the backside already on the conference. I'm just curious. You know, you obviously the education programming, the keynotes, the those experiences that you're talking about, where people can really learn something and understand what's going on in healthcare. What do you think people will be talking about this year at HIMSS? I'm always curious to know what when I talk to people, like as we're headed into HIMSS or even at HIMSS, it could be, maybe it's AI. I remember 2 years ago, people were like, blockchain was kind of this interesting kind of like thing that was going on, you know, like from a conversation standpoint, people didn't know a lot about blockchain. They now, of course, know a lot more about it thanks to conferences. But what do you think people will be talking about?
You know, we just had this conversation yesterday. We were talking about, and we were taking a look at, you know, JP Morgan Week just ended.
Yes.
And
yes.
We were looking at a content coming out of that and what people were talking about and what we have. And I think it's two things. I think there are going to be two things of what the heck is digital health?
Oh.
What does it look like? What is it? Everyone's using it. But what exactly is digital health? How do you measure it? What happens? Can you have good digital health or bad digital health? I think that's a conversation that will be going on. I know a lot of our exhibitors and everything, it's a big buzzword, but I think we're going to drill down to is what exactly is it, what does it look like, and how does it improve a patient's life? You know, if you have bad digital health, what does that mean? You know, what is good digital health? And and what should patients be asking? You know, when you're in a hospital with all these new emerging technologies and wearables and everything like that, how does it all come together, you know, and make it an experience for the patient, for them to go to the next level with their health? I think that's going to be a conversation. I think the other one is, and this is another common one, it's disruption. Everyone keeps talking about disruption in health. And I think the conversations are going to be about, well, if we want to disrupt health, what do we need to truly do it? You'll hear our CEO, Hal, talk a lot about, you know, what happened in cable television, what happened in automobiles with the disruption. How is that going to happen in health? It's happening now, but, you know, what needs to happen to continue that disruption? Because disruption takes it to the next level, typically. I think we've had a lot of conversations lately with, especially, and I find this interesting, with the press about HIPAA and privacy and data.
Yeah,
I think that's interesting as well, and I think that kind of feeds into what is digital health and how do we disrupt health. I think those are a couple of the areas that we will. I'm especially fascinated about HIPAA and data privacy. That I think that needs to be solved for in health in order for other things to happen.
Right.
Because someone just told me this. Well, I guess I was having a slow moment or coming off the holidays, but I was sitting down with one of my SME, our subject matter experts, and they were telling us about the, you know, wearables. When you, with your Fitbit and everything, that does not apply to HIPAA law. When you ask Alexa about, you know, I've got a pain in my leg, what does that mean? That somebody has that data and it is not protected like it would be if you were having that conversation with the doctor. But then you need to have that, let me back it up. Understanding how data is used, I think, needs to be a little bit more transparent with the big boys that are coming into the market, so to speak.
Right, right. The big, when you say the big boys, obviously, or not obviously, but I obviously think of it, to me, that was the last couple of years have been sort of a seismic shift at the conference, you know, seeing the Amazons and the Ubers and the Googles and the, you know, at the conference, that certainly will be less surprising, obviously, this year than it has in the last couple of years, where it was like, whoa, this, you know, part of that disruptive, I think, disruption that you're talking about, and obviously is a ongoing conversation, is sort of this, you know, retail, I'm trying to make a verb out of it, but it's the retail impact
on
healthcare.
Yes, Carol.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, the thing I'm always fascinated with, like what Uber and Lyft do, is think about how they put themselves in the health conversation. And it's such a simple thing, but that it's so impactful as well. I mean, hospitals are using Uber and Lyft to, you know, transport patients. It's so simple yet so effective, and it's one less thing for the patient to worry about. I've been in the hospital. How am I going to get home?
Right.
Great, here you go. We're going to help you get home, you know, where you can continue your care. It's such a simple equation. I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to be that next thing that you're going to be like, oh, yeah, that makes total sense.
It does. Well, it's so funny you mentioned the Uber and Lyft. You know, that, again, getting back to your comment about disruption, think about how Uber and Lyft have, like, disrupted the very nature of taking a cab, right? This whole ride-sharing notion has dramatically changed how we transport ourselves. That was a disruption, right? And now that disruption, there's a ripple effect into healthcare. So, you know, I think when people think disruption, perhaps they think it, you know, it's solely based on technologies, which of course a lot of it is, but a lot of it's just like, oh my gosh, what a simple concept. Right? What took so long to think about being Uber and Lyft? Like, how did that take so long? Right?
Right. And then you're like, that's genius. You
that's
know? And then
genius.
You're like, it's so simple. And that's what I get excited about at conference, because there's always something that pops up that you're like, oh yeah, that's all right. That makes sense. I mean, think about it. Think about with Uber and Lyft. You said the word ride share. Did we know the word rideshare 10 years ago?
Exactly. No. Nobody did.
So I think I'm really curious to see, you know, when the great minds come together and the conversations that happen of it is what's going to be next for health. What can we as a community do to make next happen for us, for health, for the patient? I'm excited to see what happens. I think we're going to see an acceleration of technologies in health and how patients can access their data, I think that will change. What we see now will be completely different in a couple of years. And I think that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, as we believe it or not, we're just about out of time, but I think this whole point that you're making, I mean, just one more note about the rideshare and Uber and Lyft. I mean, think about this. So, you know, Uber took this idea of basically thumbing a ride, right? Back in the day when you thumb a ride, right? They were rideshare and, you know, put a monetary value on it and a retail value on it and then made it as easy as setting up an app to make that happen. So, you know, those are the kind of possibilities that can happen in healthcare, like solving problems.
Oh, well, think about, Carol, the thing I always been fascinated with is Fitbit. And that fascinates me. Such a simple thing, but now people can't live without it.
Right.
And it does so much, too. You know, it's that patient who needs their heart monitor. It's just amazing. Something so simple. How could we live without it now?
Right. It's crazy. Karen, I cannot believe how fast our time has gone together. I want to thank you for joining me today, and I cannot wait to see you in March.
I wish I could say I'm excited. It's always a long haul for us to get to Orlando. You get a little overwhelming, but we are always excited when we're there. So thank you, Carol, for having us.
We'll have to powwow afterwards and see what our takeaways were on the conference, like what we thought were the big conversations.
Oh, absolutely. We should probably set it up and we can sit around with a bunch of our friends in the, you know, in one of the rooms and have this conversation.
Lord
knows we all have opinions.
Yeah, exactly. We'll do it. And P.S. if A-Rod's going to bring J-Lo, you just kind of let me know on the side, okay?
we do. I will tell you real quick. We are, like, staff is like clamoring to get into that because, like, if she's there,
just in case. I mean, she lives in Miami. Yeah. It's not that far.
we have charted it out. Yeah, we have a joke. We're like, yeah, we're pretty excited about him. I think he's going to lead something really interesting to leave us with some interesting thoughts. And if she's there, I'm sure she and I can have some good makeup tips and tricks at the end.
There you go. Karen, thank you again. You can learn more about the HIMSS Global Health Conference and Exhibition at www.himsconference.org. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at HIMSS and, of course, the hashtag HIMSS2020. And be sure to follow Karen on Twitter at Karen_D_Groppe. That's Groppe. And on LinkedIn. You can share your thoughts or comments about the show on Twitter at hashtag What's My Tagline, or visit the program page on healthcarenowradio.com. You can always reach out to me on Twitter at Carol Flagg or email me at carol@healthcarenowradio.com. You can now listen to all the great programming on Healthcare Now Radio on your Amazon Echo or Google Home. Just ask your favorite assistant to play Healthcare Now Radio Station. And of course, if you listen to the podcast of our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever your favorite podcast channel is these days, be sure to like us and give us a rating. Until next time, I'm Carol Flagg, and I want to know, what's your tagline?